Has the molar mass of sodium chloride changed?
Yes, it has. Thank you for noticing. That's why you're having to add salt to your water. Everybody else is getting way too much sodium, and now you're actually having to seek sodium in your body.
If that's the case, is that the cause of the statement you say salt has an intention? Is the new salt, is that the salt that has intention?
It does. It does. Because salt that's lost its flavor, you just throw it in the road to fill up the mucho huecos.
Okay, you also on top of that, it's the same as you say saltiness drives.
It does. To salt leather is to grind salt into the leather. It is a tempering phase.
From the saltiness has an intention to drive, is there a particular part of the body that drives that intention?
Well, the answer is obviously yes.
Is it the hypothalamus?
It's connected to the hypothalamus.
So would it be the entire body, or would it be the thoracic?
The lipids.
Ion, is salt and light a representation of ionic covalent bond?
Don't say ionic covalent bond, just say covalent bond. Yeah, because
okay.
If ionic, it means the charge, and you don't know the charge because it could change. Is salt and light a covalent bond?
I know salt is an ionic compound, but you're saying salt and light is a covalent bond. So is there a way or is there a process in which it becomes a ionic covalent bond? Because I remember you saying in, I believe it was in Rewrite 39, that the polarity takes place when there's an ionic covalent bond. Or has that changed?
It's the same.
So there's a reason why when you say salt and light, there's just a covalent bond. It's not involved in ionic.
That's correct.
Is there something, a separate process involved for it to become ionic, or is that I'm reaching too far when I want to push this ionic?
You don't know the difference. You don't know the difference.
You're saying I don't know the difference, or one would not know the difference?
You don't know the difference.
Well, off the top of my head, I know ionic bonding is it's a transfer of electrons from a metal to a nonmetal. Is that correct?
Sometimes.
I'm off. Sometimes. Okay.
Sometimes. That's what we're saying the difference is.
Okay, sometimes. Okay, Ion, is there something changing with the metabolism? Because last week you told me to get on the toilet and eat more. But before you told me that we're not metabolizing food. You told us that we're not metabolizing food. So is there a process changing in which you're telling us to eat more or telling me to eat more?
Well, we're telling you to eat more. We're not telling everybody to eat more.
Is there a change in the digestive system? The reason why you're telling me to eat more?
Drinking tea that's been sweetened with salt or eating vegetables that have been salted with sugar tastes awful. Salt and sugar look the same, but they obviously taste very different. They are also very different chemically. Salt is made up of sodium and chloride and is ionically bonded. Sugar, on the other hand, is composed of carbon, oxygen, and hydrogen and has covalent bonds. The Na to Na plus to E, the chlorine atom must add the sodium's electron to become a chloride ion. which it adds to the sodium's lost electron to become the Ci and is called an anion. Cl plus E to the Cl minus, the sodium ion, is then attracted to the chloride ion and its bond is formed from the attraction between a positive and a negative ion. This type of bond is called an ionic bond. Ionic bonds usually form between metals and non-metals. Table sugar, or sucrose, differs from the salt that bonds between its atoms. The atoms in sugar do not form ions. Instead, they share their electrons. This same way with carbon. Carbon's just like that. The type of bond that forms from the sharing of electrons between the atoms of the table sugar is a covalent bond. Table sugar has much more complex chemical structure than salt. It looks like CH2O2 to an O to an OHHOHOHO2OHOCH2O2OH. The bond forms between one of the carbon atoms and one of the hydrogen atoms, and one of the valence electrons of the carbon atom combines with one of the valence electrons of the hydrogen atom. This forms an electron pair, C plus the H to the CH2. It's normally written C-H. Ionically bonded compounds have a very differently from covalently bonded compounds. When an ionically bonded compound is dissolved in water, it will conduct electricity. What? A covalently bonded compound is dissolved in water will not conduct electricity. Another difference is that ionically bonded compounds generally melt and boil at a much higher temperature than covalently bonded compounds.
So the reason for you telling me to eat more is to actually engage more sugar. Is that correct?
No, we're just trying to get your body to function. You're being so persnickety and so precise now, looking at your meat sack body. We're trying to get some double whoppers in you so you can be normal.
Okay.
What's wrong with Whoppers anyway?
Okay, I ate Big Macs last week. Okay, I did things, but what it is that
that's good. You like that?
But the strange part of this, Ian, is that the food is not the same as it used to be.
Tell us about that.
Well, I mean, it's a strange feeling. I mean, the food you eat is a food that I eat is not really. I'm not engaging it as I used to, as far as like, ooh, this is gonna taste good. I'm eating it to consume something, but I'm not hungry. I mean, I ate, but I was not hungry, and I ate, and I was amazed at how much I could eat not being hungry.
That's the other side of that. Because the point is, there's no food. There's no food, so you wouldn't know. And so all you'll do is you'll go to the potty more, and that's good. Go potty.
Okay, is there something behind that? Is there some process changing behind
shit.
That within the body?
Shit is behind that.